National Day for Truth and Reconciliation was on September 30th, and the Edmonton area held lots of events. In Devon, their event featured storytelling, foods, arts and crafts, and a lot more. Mike Hanley, a town councillor for the town of Devon, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the day and what it really means.
Today is a gathering for truth and reconciliation, and that's the wording that we use, but I actually believe truth then reconciliation. So there's a lot of sharing going on today. And the first thing that we're sharing is the truth. And we need to know the history of what's happened to divide Canadians, create misunderstanding, and to create trauma that's impacting our lives on a daily basis. Understanding the legacy of residential schools, the past system, and how that's resulted in something that's hurting the lives of all Canadians is something that every single person in Canada can relate to right now.
Devon unveiled a brand new healing medicine ground as part of Orange Shirt Day. And Hanley talked about the journey him and town council took to get from the drawing board to having the area completed in time for September 30th.
The first stage of the program involved some great work that we really get to be excited about as a counselor, and that was writing grants, working with the federal government, and this entire project was federally funded. And that in itself, if you respect treaty, is an important step to that. And nobody in this community could ever look at this from a different perspective, and I've heard comments out there, well, is this taking away from other programming? And it's the complete opposite, because this was funded properly with the proper grant funding. It took absolutely nothing away. It's just a complete addition, and it's more than we had before.
Hanley shares some good input on how to perceive Orange Shirt Day, and Lloyd Cardinal, a volunteer and community member from Sherwood Park, shared his input on the meaning of the day.
The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation has obviously got a very somber undertone. A lot of the truths aren't happy truths that we're here to celebrate, but the fact that we're out here together acknowledging them is something we need to celebrate. So there's that really two sides to this whole thing.
To me, today is like an act of reconciliation. It's also an acknowledgement, and we're basically just coming together as people of the land and everyone to just honor the children that didn't make it home from residential schools, and also to honor the children that are being found even to this day.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.